Hello, my name's Kate Rowles and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's artwork, One Another. The date today is the 18th of September 2009 and the time is 9:20 a.m. If I can please ask you to say your full name, your age and where you come from.
Yeah, my name's Ruth Hofford, I'm 21 and I'm from Doncaster.
How are you today?
Very good, thank you.
Can I ask, first of all, what was it that motivated you to apply to be part of One Another?
Well, I heard about it on the news, and I think it was when it first started and there was all a bit of press around it, and I thought, oh, that's a bit of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, really. And I just got on there and applied, and I just thought, oh, I'll just see what happens.
And when you found out that you had got a place, how did you decide how you were going to spend your hour?
Basically, I work at a newspaper in Doncaster called the Doncaster Free Press, and I talked with my editor, and he said, oh, if you decide to do it, we'll have to do something in the paper. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll agree then. So I did. And so what we did is we kind of ran a bit of a story about it in the paper and asked readers to send in their contributions for what I should do, because I had no idea what to do on there. So the idea was to ask readers their opinions.
And so what did you decide to do?
Eventually, we got a few emails from a lot of people, actually. Some people that I hadn't seen in years were emailing me with ideas. And one person on our website said, oh, you should do a children's party, a party theme. And that was just kind of something that stuck in my head, because I thought that's something that's actually very interesting. And a lot of people were suggesting things newspaper related, but if you're reading out headlines on there, it's not really keeping people's attention. So I wanted to get people involved in some sort of way.
And so what are you going to do today?
What we're going to do, well, what we're hoping to do is do a birthday party, really, which is we've got some cake. We've had a local business in Doncaster make us a cake. We've got some party bags as well with sweets and party poppers in. And what we're hoping to do is get the crowds to play musical statues, pass the parcel, all sorts of party games that you used to play when you were little.
And who's we?
Well, my friend Lewis has come along as well, so he's going to be on the floor kind of running the music and giving out the freebies and things like that.
And how are you going to be on the plinth, do you think?
I'm very nervous at the moment, so I think I'll be nervous when I first start, because I'm also a bit paranoid that there won't be enough people to play, but if it goes all right, I'll be fine after about 5 minutes.
And overall, what kind of experience are you hoping to have by taking part?
Basically, I just want to say that I tried my best. And when I got this, when I got accepted, I didn't kind of want to say, oh, I went up there and I did nothing and that was it. It was very nice. I wanted to do something that was kind of big and bold, and I could say, oh, it was really great. Or even if it was a complete disaster, I can still say, well, I tried and I did this ridiculous idea.
And can I ask you to say a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, sure. I'm 21, I'm from Doncaster. I work at the Doncaster Free Press, which is kind of why how this whole idea came about. I'm a trainee reporter there, so all sorts of news in Doncaster I kind of do. And I'm trying to think what else. I think that's about it, really.
Are you from Doncaster originally?
Yep, I've always been from Doncaster. So kind of working at the Free Press is a bit of a, well, it was a bit of an ideal job, really, when I walked into that after college, so it was good.
What did you study at college?
Journalism.
Yeah. And how are you finding it, being a trainee journalist?
Yeah, it's good. I'm really enjoying it. Yeah, it's nice to take part in projects like this and also involve the paper, but then it's also good to be around Doncaster and talk to local people and things like that. So yeah, I love every bit of it, really.
And what does your job involve?
Lots of things, really. It can be anything from council meetings to court copy to speaking to people because she's lost a dog, you know. There's a lot of talking to people in the community, really. So yeah, it's good fun.
And why did you decide to go into journalism?
Oh, that's a tough question. I'm not sure about that one. I've always wanted to do it. I wanted to do it since I was about 15. So I did work experience at the paper when I was 16. So I've just kind of like I've just liked, enjoyed it ever since, really, and I've just kept doing it and doing it and doing it.
What are your passions in life?
Oh gosh, that's a hard one. I don't know, really. I like taking part in projects like this. I like saying that I did things like this, and I'm terrified about doing it now, but I know in about an hour's time I'll be so happy that I did it. And so I enjoy doing things like that. And I don't just go skydiving or anything like that, you know what I mean? But I do enjoy making the most out of things like this. I don't know, really. It's hard to say. A lot of writing as well. I do a bit of freelance music writing on the side. So it's kind of music and writing. It's two main passions, I'd say. Definitely.
What kind of journalist do you want to be?
Hopefully one day I'd like to be a music journalist. That's my ultimate kind of passion. But I'm enjoying doing what I'm doing at the moment. I've only been there 2 years, and it's part of like a training process, so I'm not even fully qualified yet. I'm kind of still learning. So I'm enjoying that.
What kind of music do you like?
Oh gosh, anything, literally anything. It's it's quite terrible to say, anything from, you know, like Arctic Monkeys to McFly. It's just terrible, my music taste, probably. Would be branded terrible, I think, because I can just listen to anything and enjoy anything. And I know a lot of people say that, but I really do. It's pretty bad.
What are your ambitions?
Oh gosh, I don't know, really. Working ambitions, obviously, the music writing. But ambitions in life, just to enjoy myself and take some risks occasionally, because they usually pay off and you usually never regret them. And that's about it, I think.
How would you describe yourself?
Oh gosh. On the Plinth Owen website, I describe myself as enthusiastic but nervous, which is what I am today. So I don't know. I used to be very quiet, but I'm not so much anymore. I don't know. People say I laugh a lot, but that's about it. But yeah, that's all I can think of, really. I like to think I'm happy a lot.
What experiences have really shaped you into the person you are today?
Gosh, lots of things. At the Free Press, that's helped me a lot, because like I said, when I was there, before I came there, I was very shy. And forcing you to talk with members of the public who can sometimes be a bit out there, it's kind of helped me a lot, because I'm a lot more confident now. Also, with my friend Lewis, who I've brought her today, the reason I've brought him today is because he's completely shameless. He will do anything, you know what I mean? So, and I took performing arts with Lewis at sixth form, and I really enjoyed that as well, because it's a bit like today. I was terrified of getting on that stage, but as soon as you do, you're fine. So that really helped me as well, because I don't think I'd be doing this if I hadn't done that course. I think that's about it, really. I can't think of any other things that have really shaped me.
And what do you think about this project?
I think it's great. I know there's a whole, I understand there's a whole art side to it. I definitely understand that. But the fact that it's also seen as just getting up there and having a go, that I quite like as well. I mean, that's what I'm doing essentially, because I know people have a lot of causes to talk about and things like that, but I really had no idea what I was going to do. I there was nothing that really stood out to me that I wanted to get across. So I just thought I'll go up there and have some fun. People just, like the gentleman who's on now, just can just stand there and look at the view, or you can really do something crazy. I quite like that.
And what you're wearing today, was it, did you kind of have any, was there any meaning behind what you decided to wear?
No, not at all. This t-shirt Lewis made, so I said that I'd wear this. And we've got a few to give away as well. But aside from that, no. I asked readers if there was anything that they wanted me to wear, and I got no suggestions on that one, so I thought, good, I don't have to dress like an idiot. I can wear what I want.
So you've come as yourself?
Yeah, I'm coming myself, basically.
What do your friends and family think about you taking part in one another?
My mum couldn't believe it. I just told her and she just laughed, which didn't fill me with the greatest confidence, really. I was just on the phone to her. I was like, Mum, I've been chosen for the fourth plinth, I'm going to go on. And she just laughed. And my mum rarely laughs, just out of nowhere, without saying anything. So I was a bit terrified about that. But since then, they've all come round to the idea, like my grandma and granddad's trying to go and watch it on the website, if they can work the website. And things like that, and everyone at work is going to be watching it, which terrifies me. But I know that I just need to put it out of my mind. So yeah, everyone's been really supportive about it, but a lot of people have been really jealous, and then a lot of people have said, "Oh, I couldn't do that." So it's a bit of a mixture.
And you're from Doncaster, and you're living in Doncaster.
Yeah.
Any plans to leave, or are you quite happy there?
I'm quite happy there at the moment. I probably will eventually. When I went to college, I lived in Sheffield for a bit, for a year, and I really loved it there. And I always said I'd move back, but at the moment, I'm quite happy in Doncaster.
And have you got any sort of hopes or fears about your hour?
Fears is that it looks quite high, but I've been up to it and it doesn't look as high. I found on the web stream it looks a lot higher than it actually is, so that's okay. My greatest fear is that no one will turn up. Luckily there's that chess set and people seem to be engulfed by that, so I just need to drag those people away to stop watching people playing chess, which I'm sure they can do at home, and come over to see me for a bit. But that is my greatest fear. I've got Lewis out flyering now so that we get some people. Well, I've fallen asleep having that nightmare many times this week.
Has it been quite a big build-up for you?
Yeah, it has. Just because of all the stuff that happened that's gone off in the paper, and getting the cake organised and kind of getting the trip to London organised as well, because we're staying for the full day, it kind of feels like it's a real event. Which is fine, but I sometimes think, oh, well, what if I didn't tell anyone and I just snuck up there? No pressure then.
And is there anything else that you would like to mention or to add?
No, I don't think so. I think that's about it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.